Ready for a healthier you? It's time for Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B.
Welcome to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Vallon, chiropractic physician, and with me is my co-host, Brenda B.
Hey, welcome everyone. Glad you're with us today. We've got a great show ahead of us.
And we have some great giveaways as well, Brenda B. And for those of you who have not heard us before, we have the store of the same name, Gulf Coast Nutrition, located at Alternate 19 and Alderman Road in the Publix Plaza. You guys can stop on by and take a look at all of our great selections. But today we have a very special guest. And I know most people out there have some type of fitness goal, and maybe it's to lose weight, Brenda B. Maybe it's to build muscle mass. Maybe it's to improve your sports performance, or maybe you're recovering from an injury. But today we are speaking with Mike Labua of Elite Body Personal Training.
Hey, Mike, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you guys doing? Thank you.
We're doing great, doing great.
Great.
And before the show, we had to ask you because we were having a heated discussion on how to pronounce your last name. So it's Labua, Mike Labua.
Labua.
But the easy part is Elite Body,
right,
which is great.
Elite
and that's,
Body.
And that's located in Palm Harbor.
Right. And correct. We wanted to talk to you today about more about what you do there and what makes you so special at Elite Body and all of that, but also get into a little bit more about the sports nutrition. But let's start off with you telling us a little bit more about yourself.
Okay. I was a physical education teacher when I went to college. I knew it was something to do with sports. And I actually did some personal training on the side. But I just fell in love with the when I was done playing college football, with the transformation of the body, what actually nutrition and training can actually do. I did my first bodybuilding show in 1991 and just fell in love with it. And then I had a career change and made my career into personal training full-time, opened up my own facility. And the facility is with 15 trainers, male, female, 2 massage therapists. But it's a private facility, and that's all we do is we personal train. So it's not a gym where you can join and have a gym membership. Everybody out there on the floor has an appointment with a fitness professional. And I say fitness professional, I don't like to really use the word personal trainer because the name is I guess I wouldn't say tarnished, but a lot of people think when you hear personal trainer, it's somebody that, you know, maybe just counts your reps or beats somebody up, and that's not personal training. A fitness professional, which I strive to be, is somebody that's there punctual, on time, ready to go, prepared for their client for that workout, for that individual client. And that's what I mean by professional, and that's what I strive for. So that is my background. It's my passion. I love what I do, and if I can do it all over again, I would do the same thing.
You know, it really shows that you love what you do, Mike, because you are in tremendous shape. I mean,
well, thanks.
Would you mind me asking how old you are?
No.
You know, we're not
49.
Supposed to.
I'm 49.
Are
49,
you really?
50 in August.
You do
wow.
not look anywhere near that, sir. Not anywhere near
great.
That.
Yeah, I mean, you're in good. Just terrific, terrific shape. I mean, every time you come in the store, we're just like, wow.
That guy
is awesome.
That's what the training does. You know, it really staves off the aging process. You know, the body aging, it sounds morbid, but it's dying slowly. And if you allow it to, you become easy prey. And by, you know, training and putting those muscles under resistance, you're going to avoid the atrophy happening so fast, you know, because that's what the muscle wants to do. It wants to atrophy as you get older. Your flexibility wants to decrease. Balance wants to go out the window. And then it wants to collect body fat. And if you allow it to do that, you're like I said, you're easy prey, and it'll happen at a rapid pace.
And you know what's great, though, Mike? I know about Elite Body, and that is your Elite Body facility is just so much different than other facilities. And I've been to some where you basically sign up, you go in there, and you just, you know, there's no one helping you in any
right,
way. You're just
right.
walking in, you're like, okay, let me pick this machine. Let me just do some stuff on this one. Let me go over here, do some stuff on that one. I use that term because, or some people go into these gyms and it's just more of like, I just want to chit chat with my friends and sit
absolutely.
On a bike for a little bit. Your facility is different. Describe to our listeners what it would be like. I mean, if someone goes in there, it's not a chit chat session, is it? What goes on?
And it's funny because when you are on your own a lot, you know, and I've got clients that I've been training for over 12 years, same clients, and I tell them myself too, don't look at me as your trainer, more as a coach. at this point, you know, because if they don't know what they're doing by now, I'm a horrible trainer. They know what they're doing. They know about proper form, how to execute each exercise. But it's the thing where the obligation, or, you know, to keep them accountable, that they have this appointment, whether it's a Monday, Thursday morning at 6 a.m., they're going to be there. You know, they have that appointment. If they're on their own and they had maybe a little bit of a, you know, a rougher night that Wednesday night, I'll go tomorrow, the next day, meaning Friday. And then the whole routine is lost. And it's all about being consistent to reaching your goals the quickest way. And having that trainer will keep you accountable. And that's what we do with our clients. So they come in. They don't have time to think in between sets. You know, what is it that I gotta go to Publix and, you know, I gotta get that dinner. You know, what am I forgetting? When they're on their own, their mind can drift. You know, the TVs are on, they're watching TV, and they get captured. They get consumed by the TV, and now it's 5 minutes between a set when maybe it should have been 30 seconds. You see, so now the whole routine is just, it's lost. You know, so when you're with that trainer, you don't have time to think about that. You know, because you're going, you're supersetting. I won't even talk to my client at the time when I know their heart rate is up. I just tell them, stand up, pause, slow deep breaths, hand on your head to open up the airway so they can recover quicker so they can take on that next set. You know, and that's what it's all about. You start to talk to them in between sets or even during sets. I've seen trainers do this all the time. And how are they having that mind-muscle connection? If you're talking with them about a movie that's out or so, you know, I see this a lot happening, and I don't allow that at my facility if I do see it happening, because it's, you're providing a service, whether it's a 30-minute session or an hour session, you got to give them the best workout you can. And if you're talking during a set, how are they, the mind-muscle connection, where if they're doing a lat pull down, they should feel it in the back, the lat muscle, biceps do assist, and they need to connect with that. And if they're in conversation, that's not going to happen.
And so,
you know, and then if they need to recover in between sets and they're breathing heavy and you're talking to them, well, that takes energy away as well, too. It's going to take them longer to recover.
I get it. So you're really, gotcha. You're offering a personalized one-on-one service that someone is not getting at the gym down the street kind of thing, is really what it is.
Exactly right. Yeah, there really is no membership. So you can, you know, just sign up and then you know, enjoy for the year or 2 years. We don't even do that. I don't have memberships there. It's about your appointments only. So it's a semi-private facility. All the amenities of a gym. I have the juice bar because we really stress on that post-workout meal. One of the most, probably the most important meal during the day is that post-workout meal. And it's important, and I don't want to get off tangent here, but if you don't eat within a 45-minute to an hour window, you're thinking that whole workout is also not, you know, it's just wasted, because you just set up the body to receive nutrients at its best. And if you don't do it in a timely manner, it needs nutrients, and it's going to get it from somewhere else. And guess where it goes? It goes right to lean tissue, which is your muscle, and it just takes it from there. So you just wasted your whole time and effort in that workout. It's Robert and Peter to pay Paul. You're in the same boat.
So, I see. You're breaking down the muscle, actually.
Yeah, you're breaking down the muscle, and now your glycogen level is depleted, and it's saying, okay, feed me. And in, like I said, an hour you have to get that food into your system, or else it's going to go elsewhere to get it, and which is lean tissue, which you just tried to do to build. And you brought a good point, Brendan, when you say breakdown. And that's so true, too. And I'm getting all over the place here because I get excited when I talk about this stuff. But, you know, most people think that they grow in the gym. But you're actually breaking down muscle in the gym. You know, you may see the pump, you know, when you're working out, and that's just the blood gorging the area. If you're doing some curls, the biceps will get bigger. They get swollen. That's the blood just pumping to the area there. And, you know, and you'll feel it at touch. It's nice and warm. But, it's just the pump, and it'll last about an hour. Then that just dissipates as well. But you're breaking down muscle in the gym. Sleeping correctly, eating correctly will help build. So it's part of the process to build muscle. You have to break it down first. So it's part of the process. So that's why we do go to work out. Now, most people think, too, when they look and get pumped, wow, I just did this bicep. I'm going to come back tomorrow and do them again. And now you didn't give them time to recover. Now it becomes counterproductive. You're breaking down. It wants to heal, and it's starting the heal process, and you're breaking them down again. So now you're going to have like an achy-type soreness, and you hear that the term overtraining, and that's where overtraining comes in, where you're going to feel so lethargic and tired. You're not going to want to go out, and you burn out. And then, you know, you just stop going. You start working out, and that's what happens. You know, so, and the older you get, that muscle repair and recovery is even more important when that is resilient as we were when we were 18, 20 years old. You're growing like a weed at that time. But now muscle repair, recovery, and some of the supplements we'll talk about will help aid that as well for that process.
And real quick, Mike, So when somebody comes in, they really don't have to worry about all that because the personal trainer that they're with is going to work them in a way that's beneficial and look out for those things so that those type of things don't happen.
Exactly right. It's exactly right. We sit down in a consultation, and every client coming in there is different as far as their goals, their needs, and their limitations. You know, I'm going to customize a workout for their goals, and you know, they may have a client for scoliosis. You know, that's the curvature of the spine. Now, a squat is a great exercise, but for that individual, a squat is not a good exercise. So that would not be in that routine for that person. You know, I've seen it before, trainers working with clients, and you can see these some of these disadvantages that they have, or like a scoliosis where it's obvious in their squat. You know, and you see that a lot. You see trainers training their clients like they train themselves, and that's not personal training.
All right, Mike, and we're going to step away for just a minute, but I want to let our listeners know that we do have a giveaway here. We have some metabolic nutrition products that we're going to be giving away, and we've also got a one-on-one free one-hour session with Mike at Elite Body as well. We're going to be giving away that phone number, and the first caller who calls in will have their choice of one of the two, and then the next caller will get some of the other items. But we'll be giving that information out as soon as we come back. So you're listening to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B.